99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter here every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, 884-9910. Did you know if you lose a sock in your dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers? And if you lose a Tupperware lid, it comes back as one sock. Anyway, I was talking, don't mind me. We were just talking about nuclear energy, and I have to kind of salute this week. I don't know if you saw the Oscars or not, Phil. I think not, right? We're not Oscar-watching people here, are we?
I follow the Oscars, but I gave up watching them years ago.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, I was stuck watching it, and it wasn't that bad. But this week, Oppenheimer, about the father of the atomic bomb, swept the Oscars, and Jimmy Kimmel paid tribute to it by bombing his host. Oppenheimer, am I the only one who fast-forwarded to the end just because I wanted to get to how it ends?
I loved that movie.
No, we don't need to see Oppenheimer having sex. This 3 hours.
Well, it was with Florence Pugh. That made up for it.
Well, I will say I liked the hat. I want that hat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree.
Then there's that movie, Poor Things.
Haven't seen that one.
Emma Stone won Best Actress for it. A couple of people I know did see it. Very strange. Okay. They tell me it's an incredible movie, but you have to suffer through the first 90 minutes to get to the amazing last hour. Oh, my gosh. Just like Oppenheimer, you know?
Just last night, I finally watched American Fiction, which was also up for Best Picture.
Well, this Poor Things, she has a lot now. This is what I was told. She has a lot of sex with disgusting, ugly men.
That makes me feel better. There is
hope. Yet these people liked it. They liked it, but everything they say about it convinces me to never see it. It's very, very strange. Other news from this week, and I'm sure you heard, the president is going to be here Monday in Reno. Folks, they announced this, 5 days ago? And still, there's no news on where this appearance is going to be. And when? It's the day after tomorrow. It makes me kind of think, oh, is this going to be a closed event? You know, with only scripts and Democrat officials and news cameras catching him. Is that the appearance thing he's doing now? I kind of hope not, but according to his campaign, and this is all they're going to say about the president's visit to Reno, the visit is, quote, part of a tour aimed at highlighting his administration's accomplishments, helping Americans' daily lives. Yes, come check out our gas, food, and housing prices, and you see how great things are. I feel like if our lives were really improved enough for him to deserve a victory tour, he wouldn't have to take the victory tour to let us know how improved it is. And it's a pretty sweet deal when you get paid to actively campaign for your reelection with the huge travel expenses with Air Force One and all, you know, when you're supposed to be on the job in the Oval Office, but you're on the taxpayer's dime for this victory tour. Basically, we have to spend millions of dollars to be convinced how good things are for us with the economy.
Well, to be fair, spending all this money to convince us on how good the economy is good for the economy.
But this massive expense, and of course, they never reveal how much these visits cost. That is one thing that I've never really been okay with for any president. I mean, much less the money. Besides the money, he should be on the job. This week, Biden racked up enough delegates to win the nomination. And I got this email the day that that news came out, that he had enough delegates. I think it was on Tuesday. Let me read this here. John, next thing he'll do is issue an executive order allowing all those illegal aliens the right to vote. That'll be the end of our democracy. Enjoy it while you still can.
No.
Do you agree? Do you agree, folks? 884-9910. And are things really getting worse? Or am I just becoming more aware? When you print money and exasperate inflation, when you manipulate interest rates to correct one horrendous economic misstep with another, when you have a government that allows unbridled, quote, immigration, unquote, into the country, and sanctuary states and cities that need housing for the newcomers, you have a government that continues to throw gasoline on a real estate market that is succumbing to the foreseeable and predictable pressures of an out-of-balance supply and demand situation driven by the demographics of 72 million millennials trying to buy their first home versus baby boomers who own a reported 54% of the existing homes and are not moving out of them because they can't afford the new higher interest rates or the new home prices that are out there. It's not going to stop anytime soon. It truly is as simple as the old thing, supply and demand. And the immediate solutions are a few. Well, that was fun. Okay, well, here's something more amusing. Sorry about that. Reno has been selected to be one of the few test markets for a McDonald's bagel sandwich.
Yay!
We get to be one of the few cities to get the McDonald's bagel sandwich on a tryout. They're putting them out again to see if they're going to offer it permanently. McDonald's cannot make up its mind on a bagel sandwich. You know, they tried the sandwich before you could get the sandwich, but they took it off the menu years ago. It's coming back in as a new and improved bagel sandwich. I predict it's going to be a small sandwich. It's improved for their bottom line.
Now, I love bagels. I really do. Extra onion, a little cream cheese. That's great. But that bread is too tough to make it into a sandwich. And if you make it any lighter, it's going to be a hamburger bun with a hole in it.
You know, true. True bagel is somewhat sacred, really. You just cannot pick. No. And I think this is why they took it off the menu before. People don't look at that as the true bagel. I don't. Anyway, it's going to be small. You know that. It might be at the McDonald's already. I don't know. I go to McDonald's quite often. I keep forgetting to see if it's there, but Reno is a test market. Okay, and an online study from WalletHub.com says Reno is ranked as the fourth best city in the U.S. to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
No kidding.
We don't even have a St. Patrick's Day parade.
No.
But we're the fourth best city to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, according to this national WalletHub.com website. Only three cities top us: Boston, Chicago, and Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
So how did they make this list? They based it on the number of bars, really. Irish pub, and I told you this earlier, it's a kind of a bogus holiday. There was no chasing snakes out of Ireland, and there's no such thing as shamrocks, and this holiday is celebrated more in the U.S., a lot more in the U.S. than it is in Ireland itself, but it's all about the booze industry making it into a big holiday like Cinco de Mayo. Same deal, pretty much. So it's based on the number of Irish pubs and restaurants per capita to the lowest price for a three-star hotel on St. Patrick's Day to the weather forecast. They take these three things into account. And yes, they use the important Irish traditions of cheap hotels and checking the weather.
Well, to be fair, casino room rates are much cheaper on a Sunday.
Yes, a Sunday through Thursday. You know it. You know I know it.
And downtown, in the downtown Midtown area, there are a bunch of bars that are within walking distance of each other, and you can have
a nice time tootling
around. Yeah.
Really?
One of my favorite bars, oddly enough, is the Five Star on West. It's over there, not too far from the theater.
Okay.
And that's within walking distance of a couple others. I don't go to bars very often.
I mean to try different bars, but once I'm at Brew Brothers and then walking over to Roxy's, it's all over for me. I'm an amateur. I did try the J Resort has a happy hour, and it was very nice. Very nice at Hattie's or whatever that restaurant name is. And it's on the weekend. Oh, my gosh, a happy hour on the weekend, too. Anyway, so Reno is fourth best in the U.S. to celebrate tomorrow. Be proud, folks. And I'll tell you what, our town was even better before for St. Patrick's Day. You'd have breakfast and beers at Foley's. You'd head on over to Famous Murphy's for the Irish stew and then head down Wells Avenue and hit every bar there because most of them, almost all of them back in the day, were all Irish themed. The Corrigans, the Rapscallions, and all the others, they were all Irish-themed for some reason on Wells Avenue. But at Shanty Dolan's on Wells in Virginia, the fence is up. I walked by it today. The fence is up. And that when they put the fence up, you know it's going to be a wild time. They used to put the fence up at Rapscallions and cordon off the whole parking lot would be just milling around space. So the fence is up at Shanty Dolan's, and there's Virginia City with a Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival going on today. How Irish. How Irish, yeah. Okay, it's 10:18 right now. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910 is our phone number. Going to break. Going to be back with one of our favorite guests is Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. Amazing product. It restarted my brain. Have you noticed how different I am now from the previous 68 years?
I have. Ladies and gentlemen, he yells at me off the air a whole bunch more than he used to.
All right, 884-9910, get your calls in because our guest is coming up at 10:30, and we're going to have fun all morning long until noon. 884-9910, be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:19.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News. Truth.
Hiya, hiya. Welcome back. John Potter live and local every Saturday 9 to noon with Phil in Carson City running the show. No texts at 884-9910 so far this morning, Phil?
Just one talking about alarm fees.
Oh, that was a hot one. Yeah, I might bring that up again later after close to noon this morning. Yeah, I sure was hot when I got the alarm fees in the mail for all the false alarms I had at my Sparks house. Folks, you know, one of the great things about smoking marijuana, they tell us, is that it's fine. Wonderful. It's tremendous. You should buy a lot. You should buy a lot from our local cannabis shops so you can pay those taxes so that the state can, I'm not sure what they do with the money now. I know before they approved marijuana sales, they said it would go to our public schools, but there's really no sign that the schools are any different or better, are they? There are still not enough teachers, and we keep hearing that they aren't getting enough money, and the legislature just had to give them another batch of money to the public schools, even though they said when marijuana becomes legal that big tax on the marijuana would go to the schools. So I think the marijuana taxes go to the state mattress. I'm not exactly sure where it all goes. But anyway, the state needs your money. So obviously, you must smoke marijuana. Well, here's the thing. This week, that pesky American Heart Association, in its journal, it came out with a study which asks the question, is smoking marijuana bad for you? This being the American Heart Association, smokers, they were concerned with, you know, what major organ was this association concerned with smoking? Yeah. The heart, right. No, think it. I answered for you. I don't know if I'm talking to smokers here or not. But anyway, the American Heart Association did this study, which answered the question, what does the use of marijuana do to your heart? Now, up to now, across society, the answer has been nothing. It's wonderful. It's organic. It's good for you, John. Well, not so much. It turns out that smoking is a lot like smoking. And this was a study broad-based over 27 states. Let me see here. Men under the age of 55 and women under the age of 65. And here's what they discovered. If you use marijuana, you are 36% more likely to have coronary heart disease. If you're a daily user of marijuana in any way, if you get it in your system, you are 25% more likely to have a heart attack and 42% more likely to have a stroke. Call me crazy. That kind of sounds like a bad thing. Now, there's been no reaction that I have seen on this from the state of Nevada, the co-promoters of marijuana, which is a strange thing. You know, that's kind of, it's kind of like a health issue, wouldn't you say? 42% more likely to have a stroke for men under 55 and women under 65? Where is our COVID nanny state now? Well, marijuana, of course, very big moneymaker for the state, just like cigarettes are. And I think maybe they want us smoking it so that I think the reason they want us smoking marijuana is so that some of their political ideas from California make more sense. Do you think?
Well, if you go to a marijuana dispensary and buy their products, can you honestly say that I'm doing it for the children?
Well, I don't know. They don't really answer the question exactly how much the schools are getting from this. Who trusts government anymore? Anyway, alarming news about Boeing, a United Airlines flight. And folks, this is a flight from San Francisco. It landed safely with a missing external panel in Oregon yesterday. Yep, Boeing.
Does it say where the panel was located?
Somewhere outside.
Well,
in full view. In full view of the happy flyers, okay. It was a 737, 145 people were aboard. Nobody was injured. The missing panel went unnoticed during the flight. I know a pilot, a very good, he's retired, a retired pilot in town, chose Reno as the place to retire in after he flew for the major airlines for years. And I used him as a source on a couple of airplane stories when I was at Channel 2. And ever since, you know, those days, he has kept up writing me. And here's what he sent me on Wednesday after we had like 3 days of Boeing mishap news. And his email says, are you surprised? Boeing's two assembly plants are in California and Washington State, a bunch of woke subversives putting planes together. Union. But this is also part of the globalist agenda. China is right now entering the commercial aviation market and is now making large jet planes. And Biden is well paid off by China, like he is paid off by Ukraine and Iran. It would not surprise me at all that this is an opening for Chinese aircraft to break into the market. Well, he's a bit political, too. I mean, what else are you going to do when you're retired?
Are those workers in California and Washington trying to hold Boeing together, Boeing planes together with hemp?
Well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is all just bad luck. Mm. In my view, it's bad management and bad luck. This is also what happens when liberal universities hand out free diplomas to Obama and Biden voters based on how big of a victim card they play, we're talking about here. I think universities need to stop the stupid social engineering courses and teach the real engineering, and then maybe they can find somebody who can build a safe plane. 884-9910, do you agree? My take is that Boeing saved a lot of money making the MAX, the 737 MAX, out of a 50-year-old design. They fired engineers. They spent the money buying back stock so that the share price went up. And this is the one major fault of capitalism, a system that otherwise works beautifully. The Boeing planes are so back-ordered. They had, or should I say still have, tons of orders that they cannot fill because of the disrupted supply chain that we still have from COVID shutdowns. What they did was improvise using substandard parts to get the planes pushed out. They built the planes out of order, and they rushed everything through to get as many done as they could for the sole benefit of the shareholders. They have a workforce that apparently just does not care. It shows when you fail so many FAA audits. Quality and safety, no longer the priority. And that story just plays over and over and over time in the industry. Look at the Challenger disaster. Things became routine with the space shuttle. So routine that they cut corners so they could have more flights. There will always be that fine line between quantity and quality. It's the nature of the beast. And this too shall pass. Boeing will have to pay off the fines and the lawsuits and hire some real pros and bring back the engineers. In the meantime, for the next 5 years, don't buy their stock. Then, after all that is done, then the cost of air travel will need to go up a lot to pay for that quality work. You get what you pay for, and they should be banned from buying back their own stock. And that's that is what has got to happen. I'm John Potter. Coming up next, it's Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, 884-9910, to have a question about his amazing products right out of Minden. And we're going to talk to Derek right after Fox News. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 1031.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share? Today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local, Saturdays, 9 to noon right here. And our favorite guests, our favorite half hour. The show is on till noon, but they're here for just a half hour. So get your calls if you have any questions. Derek Lee is here from Brain Health Formulas. Hi, Derek.
Hey, John. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing excellent because I'm on your pills. Restore. You brought, you rejuvenated me. I mean, folks, remember how I was on this radio show up to about a month ago? I sucked. Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. I was going to change my name on the air. I was so bad.
And now,
I'm not kidding you, folks. These we'll get into what's in them and how they work and everything like that. But my wife, the retired doctor, is now taking them in the morning. And what I don't like about that, Derek, is now she's notices more my mistakes because she's more alert. And she notices stuff that I do that's wrong. All these things that she never mentioned before because it makes her a lot more perceptive. Anyway, you brought a guest with you. Who is it?
I did. I brought along with me Dr. Rebecca Bevins. She is a professor of cognitive neuroscience at WNC. And she's also arguably one of the world's leaders in food dyes.
What credentials. And Rebecca, you have a master's, you have a PhD.
Yes, I have a master's in child development and a PhD in cognitive neuroscience.
And we have somebody like you at Nevada Western Nevada College?
Yeah, I'm a professor over there. I teach a lot of different psychology classes, abnormal, 101, child's development, adolescent development, social psych, all the fun stuff.
Your pet cause, and Derek, we're going to get into the Restore pills that you folks can buy online at brainhealthformulas.com.
That's correct.
But Rebecca, just talking to her before we went on, has an amazing story. Her pet cause is food dyes, and she has a very personal story that gives reason as to why she has devoted her education and life to getting the word out about the dangers of some of the food dyes that you folks are consuming. Yeah. Tell us your story, Rebecca.
Yeah, well, if you told me 20 years ago that I'd be an expert in synthetic food dyes, I would have laughed and told you you were crazy. But about 10, 11 years ago, when, you know, we were looking at our son who was 7, and you're looking at the face of a crying, screaming 7-year-old who is begging for a knife so he can kill himself, you definitely have to take a step back and figure out what's going on with this kiddo. And
You said 7 years old?
7 years old. 7 years old, and he was suicidal. He was having meltdowns and fits and just beyond himself. Looking back, it's not that he wanted to die. It's that he didn't want to feel that way anymore. He was overwhelmed, and he was anxious, and he was the dyes. They're chemicals. They're petroleum-based chemicals. They cause a reaction in the body in some kids.
They go to the brain, like alcohol or any other chemical does.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. And not everyone reacts to artificial food dyes. However, there's a population of kids and adults, I do too, that react to food dyes in a way that is very, very disruptive, and it's very harmful. And they can end up with behaviors like ADHD behaviors, oppositional defiant disorder, anger, aggression, suicide ideation. There's a lot of different behaviors that can be seen in kids. We assume that kids they throw fits. These are beyond normal fits. These are beyond normal behaviors for children. And he was so upset, and things were so horrible that we had to figure out what was going on. And so we took a step back and kind of, I'm a researcher at heart, and I started doing a lot of research online. He used to not be able to focus on his schoolwork. And one day he told me that his brain was buzzing. And neuroscience, I know brains are not supposed to buzz. So I went down the rabbit hole research, looking for scholarly articles. There's a lack of research in food dyes. There's some from the 70s and 80s pointing to problems with children and causing emotional problems and behavioral problems. And so I found a blog, and I wish I could find this girl. She was 16. She had a blog and said her brain buzzed when she ate Red 40. So we had removed the Red 40. The brain buzzing went away.
You can still find Red 40 in products, right?
Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's hard to avoid in a lot of ways. It's in 45% of foods targeted towards children have food dyes in them.
What?
Yeah. And it's not just the candies. Yellow 5 and 6, which that one's the biggest culprit in our house. That one causes the aggression and a lot of the upset and anxiety problems with our son. Pickles.
They have to put dye in a pickles?
They don't have to. Turmeric works just fine. Kroger just came out with a whole line of every single pickle you can possibly imagine, no synthetic dyes. It's possible. The UK doesn't have dyes in their food.
No.
I was just looking at the Shamrock Shake here at McDonald's in the
U.S. Oh, don't
tell
me. Don't tell me, yep. I can't have
yellow,
that.
Yellow and blue, yellow 5 and blue 1. Now, in the UK, they use chlorophyll and other natural substances. Why they can't do that here, I don't know. But food dyes cause problems with some people. We've been doing this for 10 years now, and our son's been dye-free. He's 18. And
so based on your research, you just restricted the food dyes?
Yeah, we just pulled everything that had food dyes in it out of our food.
And what happened?
Well, at first he crashed like a drug addict coming off of drugs. It took him several months to recover, and then he was fine. He's never been suicidal since. He's He went from eighth grade to college. He had an associate of science and associate of business by the time before he turned 18. He's a great kid. And when he accidentally eats something with dyes in it, because it happens, it's everywhere in our food supply. And so when he accidentally gets dosed, we would have to help him for a couple days to recover. And then we, Derek had mentioned me, because we had known Derek because of the Restore for our dog, which extended her life for like good 9 months at least. But he mentioned, try the Restore. And so now if our son gets food dyes and eat accidentally, he takes two of the Restore, and within an hour, the reaction's done, gone, no more reaction. It's been an absolute lifesaver for us. He's a teenager. He's tested it on purpose. It's not a free, you know, eat dyes whenever you want and then just take pills, but it's been wonderful because it's like an antidote for us. And it works for other kids as well. I've suggested it to many other children, many other families, and they have come back with the same thing of, oh my gosh, this is so helpful.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear how the Restore pills tied in to your story. So what you're telling people is do your best and research and avoid those food dyes that you're talking about, the red 40 and the yellow...
Yellow 5 and 6. Oh
my gosh.
You could Google my name, and I have a TED Talk. I did a TED Talk in 2016, and if you look for Rebecca Bevans, BEVANS, TEDx, it'll come up.
Now, your doctor, master's, PhD, why do you think the Restore pills help in this situation?
So I have talked to a couple researchers who have been conducting rat research, and I've been reading, I've read so much of the research out there. There's a lot of rat research, not a lot of human research on, we don't know what it does to our body. We're giving it to kids, but we don't know what it does to the body. Anyway, some of the research has demonstrated that it interrupts the immune system in the brain. So it binds to the macrophages in the brain and it stops their ability to function. What we know about Restore was designed to help the immune system, specifically the immune system in the brain. So what I'm thinking is happening is it's activating the immune system in the brain, allowing it to work correctly, and so stopping the reaction that we seem to be having with the synthetic dyes.
You take Restore every day, don't you?
I can tell.
Yeah. I can tell. Can't you tell, Derek?
Yes.
She's just taking over the show here, and she's alert like this. 884-9910. You can purchase these Restore pills at brainhealthformulas.com. Going to talk to Derek up next. A couple of commercials. We'll be right back with you. Rebecca Bevans, professor, Western Nevada College, and, of course, Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. 884-9910, number to call in. Once again, go to brainhealthformulas.com. We'll be back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1047.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Fascinating discussion here. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas, and Professor Rebecca Bevans from Western Nevada College just gone overboard in endorsing this wonderful product from Derek Lee, and that is Restore, the pills that come out of Minden, and they came out of necessity. If you have heard Derek Lee's story before, Rebecca, he did about as much research as you did into food dyes, into correcting his brain problems that he had. If you could tell us quickly, for the folks who missed before, Derek, what happened to you?
Well, then, to take a step back from previous discussions, John, I was first diagnosed with celiac disease. That was a decade ago or more. And then that was the initial phase, not necessarily understanding that there's probably commonality of that is not a cause. Mm-hmm. But leads into other issues, because you're not going to have only celiac disease. That's might be one of the first things we're diagnosed with. And there's thousands of different diagnoses of celiac and different symptoms. Like, some people might not be able to metabolize food. Some people gain weight from eating wheat. Some people can't gain weight. Some people have, there's a million different everyone experiences something different. And so I was diagnosed with celiac disease. Some people can't absorb calcium because they have a wheat allergy. Some people can't absorb iron because they have a wheat allergy. But that's the starting point. Yeah. And so I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, Graves' disease. And then a period of 4 years, I was diagnosed with all the big brain ones. Multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, ALS, and finally topping it all off with dementia in 2019.
And you even found it difficult to communicate.
Oh, Dr. Rebecca Bevins can verify this. When we first met, I could not even finish sentences sometimes, and I would get lost in the middle of a sentence trying to communicate.
There are things in foods. We didn't have the food allergies back then that we have now. We didn't have the autism rates that we have right now back then because of these new chemicals and such. Now tell us, or folks who have missed this, what exactly is in the Restore pills or the product? What combination did you find that does all this?
So what we focused on was the amino acid complex is what I had to develop first. Because it doesn't matter what ingredients we pair with it. It does matter, but I mean, until we can find some way to activate the brain or to activate our immune system, we have to start correcting the deficiencies. So if we have celiac disease, then we know we have a wheat allergy that might be affecting a lot of other systems that we don't know what's being affected. And so we had to develop an amino acid complex that can benefit the brain. That's where I started. And so I kind of threw a Hail Mary with the thought of, I think this will work. Until I tried it, I wouldn't know.
And you this tried also, your, like...
I had to. I can't have someone else try it because someone else can't give me the information that I might experience.
I see. Okay.
So, and this all happened right at the time COVID was hitting. So I developed the amino acid complex at the exact same time COVID was hitting the planet. Not just America, but the planet.
Have you heard, speaking of amino acids, L-theanine? Are you...
Theanine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was just told, because I'm a coffee addict, to quit the coffee and drink green tea because it has this amino acid, L-theanine, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, that has all these positive effects in cognitive function. So you're on the right path here going on amino acids, right?
Yeah.
And what else besides those?
So the amino acids are critical for life. Our bodies are composed of chains of amino acids. I mean, every aspect of our body is a chain of amino acids.
Wow.
It's programming. And so that's what I knew. That's what I had to get back to, is what is the base components of what humans are made from? Because that's what it takes to repair things, is we have to identify how to repair the brain. But we can't do that through chemical or from individual base amino acids, because that's never going to get there. That's going to be either consumed or discarded before it ever does any repair.
You make a Restore product for dogs, too. How is that different from the Restore for humans?
Dogs need different ingredients than humans do. Dogs don't, they have a huge emotional component, but dogs don't necessarily eat purely on emotion. Dogs eat based on energy. And so dogs have a very aggressive metabolism. If humans ate like dogs, we probably would be a lot heavier than Americans are in general, because we don't metabolize food nearly at the same rate dogs do. I mean, dogs eat, 20%, 10 to 20% of their body weight every day. Could you imagine if humans were eating 10 to 20% of their body weight every day, how much heavier we would actually be?
Obviously has to be different. And Rebecca, you said your son, is he still taking 2 Restore pills each day?
Yeah, he takes them daily. And then
because Derek told me to take just one.
Well, he takes
in the morning, and I feel the change from that.
Yeah,
he
takes one in the morning. Well, he's also like 6'2", and he's a big guy. But he takes one in the morning, and then if he eats something that happens to have dyes in it accidentally, or if he starts feeling like he ate something with dyes in it, then he'll take 2 or sometimes 3, depending on how he's feeling, and it knocks it right out. So,
Derek, do you have information on these food dyes on your website?
No.
Okay. It's, Rebecca, where can we find these products that to avoid?
Okay, so I do have livingdyefree.org as a informational website. I am also
Living
on...
Die Free, D-Y-E. Living Die Free.
LivingDieFree.org. And okay. I'm on TikTok. I have videos on TikTok talking about this. Dr. D.R. Bevins, B-E-V-A-N-S. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Bevins on Instagram. I posted videos there as well. And so I'm trying to get as much information out there as possible. Just
you're doing great. Yeah. Wow. And final minute here, Derek, brainhealthformulas.com.
Get brainhealthformulas.com, or you can call me at 775-634-7789. If you have any medical issues that doctors don't have an answer to, contact me, because we've been able to develop things specifically for individuals.
And Restore is okay for any age?
Any age. We've had people as young as 2 years old take it for COVID. And we adapt for kids, and we adapt for adults. And if you cannot swallow pills or capsules, mm-hmm. it can be dumped into juice.
Okay. He's got me hooked, Rebecca, on this.
Me too.
I need more. I need more.
It's changed our life.
It has changed mine.
It saved our dogs. It saved my son. It's amazing.
Great talking with you. Great meeting you.
Thank
you. Folks, brainhealthformulas.com. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News. Back in a few, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 10:58.